President Bush says he loathes North Korea's Kim Jong-il, but he may have to be satisfied with half a loathe.
News analyst Daniel Shore.
It appears from 3 days of talks that New Mexico's Governor Bill Richardson held with North Korean diplomats in Santa Fe that the Pyongyang government is playing its nuclear card mainly to force direct talks and a non-aggression pledge from the United States. Richardson said the North Koreans tend to be belligerent in preparation for negotiations. The isolated Stalinist regime left over from the Cold War apparently takes at face value the Bush axis of evil rhetoric and his strategic doctrine of preemptive attack. North Korea may really believe that its turn will come once Saddam Hussein in Iraq is disposed of. And Pyongyang's alternating confirmations and denials of having nuclear weapons may be all part of some not very sophisticated attempt to engage the Bush administration. Richardson held his meetings with the endorsement of Secretary of State Colin Powell. In Seoul, South Korea today, Assistant Secretary of State James Kelly held out the prospect of energy assistance once we get beyond nuclear weapons. But North Korea appears to be giving higher priority to direct engagement and peaceful relations than to energy assistance. For the Bush administration, preoccupied with Iraq and the issue of whether to resort to force after the January 27th inspection reporting date, the so-called non-crisis with North Korea represents an unwelcome distraction. But the policy of cold-shouldering the regime in Pyongyang is not getting much support from China or even South Korea. Talking to an axis of evil country about better relations with the United States may be distasteful to President Bush, but unsure that preemption will work in this case, he may not have many other options. This is Daniel Shore.